The Nolan Show can reveal this morning that bus lane cameras in Belfast have raked in £2.6 million since June 2015. The cameras have been in operation for 22 months. The busiest camera, Donegal Square East, it has caught over 22,000 motorists. So, what do those figures tell us? That people aren't still aware of the rules, or they simply don't care and they're breaking them deliberately? Councillor and former Belfast Mayor Jim Rogers with us this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the environmental campaigner Jeff Gazzard. Jeff, good morning to you.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning, good,
good morning.
Good morning,
Jeff.
Well, Jim, what a moneymaker this is for the council. £2.6 million, not the council, sorry, for the department. £2.6 million.
Absolutely unbelievable, Stephen. People would say it's the stupidity of drivers. I don't accept that. There's total confusion at the way our bus lanes have been laid out. There's been lack of consultation. I've said it many times in your programme. This was a fait accompli. I remember whenever Gavin Robinson, now the MP for Belfast East, was Lord Mayor, we had a series of meetings with officials from the Department for Regional Development, as was known then. We got absolutely nowhere. Now, let's deal with this camera at Donegal Square East. Is there a need for the system that's in place there? The vast majority of people would say no. It's to prevent traffic from accessing Adelaide Street, cutting across May Street. You either have to go up Chichester Street and turn second right into Montgomery Street, turn right again into May Street, to get to Adelaide Street, and it's causing traffic congestion in Chichester Street,
as well as
Montgomery Street and May Street.
Yeah, but why has the Department of Infrastructure not attempted to put clearer signage up around there or do some type of public awareness campaign if they really do mean it?
When they
actually want motorists to abide by the bus rules. For the purpose of improving traffic flow. Let me just give you these numbers, Jim, because this context is important, right? Donegal Square North, these are figures from June 2015 up to the 10th of April 2017. Donegal Square South, 3,500. East Bridge Street, 4,000. College Square East, 5,000. And then Donegal Square East, 22,000. They know there's a problem there. And motorists are getting done. Some of them will be doing it deliberately. But for those who are not, do we not expect government to at least say, look, can we make you aware of this? Can we make you aware of how to not get fined in this?
Well, now, to be fair...
It's fourfold.
To be fair with the Department for Infrastructure, they have a flashing sign up at Donegal Square East.
Well, it's clearly not working.
Well, it clearly isn't. At times, because of the buses coming in there... Cars can't see the actual sign. And I've raised this with the department, but we need to allow traffic to access Adelaide Street from Donegal Square East. That's why the people are being prosecuted. It's all over that and for no other reason, Stephen. Now, the whole bus lane business, it started off, it was from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in certain roads. In other roads, it was from 7:30 p.m. To 9:30 a.m. Now, they have generally sorted out the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. business, but there's still a lot of people who just don't know what lane they should be in. And I've argued for a long time at the back of the City Hall. It's a complete nightmare because we've got a bus gate, which is only a waste of money. The buses are using all of the lanes. Is it not time to look at prosecuting the drivers of the buses?
Jeff Gossard?
I don't think prosecution of bus drivers is the way forward. I'm sorry to chuckle. I've been talking, you know, to people about bus lanes up and down the UK for a number of years. I've never heard anybody suggest that bus drivers are prosecuted. But, you know, it could be a solution. Look, the driving around the block bit of the Adelaide Square thing, which is really what you're talking about, isn't that much of an imposition. I know that drivers are creatures of habit, and essentially you know, a lot of politicians go in and out and around the back of City Hall, and it's their particular journeys and their inconvenience and their personal experience that I'm afraid colours this from time to time. Not a criticism, it's a comment. There is a flashing sign there, and once again, if I don't see how anybody can complain that the buses are blocking it. Should we have, you know, flashing signs
If they can't see those signs warning them, then maybe they shouldn't be on the road.
Stephen, they know it's there, indeed. And there are two issues here. One, this kind of debate has been going on in Belfast now ever since bus lanes were introduced, and really it's about time people knew that they were there. Every time there's a debate on your show and in the Telegraph and everything else coverage, it's a public information campaign. And people must know that these bus lanes are there for a purpose. What I find astonishing is the numbers. It can't be 25,000 people. It must be the same people over and over again. Many of them are paying the fine.
We don't know that, do we? We don't know.
Exactly. But have a think about.
You don't live here. You don't have an understanding of the road we're talking about.
No, I do, Stephen, because I have been to Belfast and walked it about 18 months or so ago. I'm not up to date. You're quite right.
I don't do walking.
Well. But the fact is, right, that many of these people will be repeat offenders. They will be. That's the history of it. It's 80% of drivers 20% of drivers getting 80% of the fines. That's the way it works with these kind of regular commuting traffic fines. But what we need to do is I really don't know. Talk to drivers individually. Do public information campaigns in the car parks and via the employers and the people who have got commuting. Look at the postcodes where people come from and leaflet their homes where they set out on their journeys so they know what to expect. You know, you can put to one side all of the bits about, oh, I only had one wheel in the bus lane and all of this. This is a serious problem of people continually flouting the rules. And we can have as much information as we like. I don't know why they do it.
Jim?
Well, I've got to come back and say to GF, whilst I don't like to see anybody being prosecuted, including bus drivers, if motorists are encroaching into bus lanes and they're prosecuted, why should bus drivers, where there's bus lanes, encroach into the ordinary lanes? And they're abusing the system. This is the problem. And that's what's causing so much congestion.
Well, they're entitled to drive in the ordinary lanes as well.
Well, I think that's a point. Well, that is a good point. They are allowed to do that. I think the difficulty.
So they're not abusing the system, in other words, Jim. Let me bring in Paul and Ardoin.
They are allowed. They are allowed to do that. They are not. But we have had meetings with TransLink to try and encourage their senior management, and they've told us they have said to the drivers that they should be using the bus lanes.
Oh,
that's
have they?
What they're there for. But they're causing congestion by using all of the lanes, and that's why an increasing number of people are staying away from Belfast city centre and attending retailing.
Let me bring in Paul Ardoin. Morning,
will
Paul.
Tell you that.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'd love to know how many people are actually from Belfast that are being caught all the time, or being caught at all. There's people coming in from out of town, from all sorts of towns and villages throughout the north. They're having difficulty as it is trying to watch the traffic and watch where they're going. The last thing they need is to be caught in a bus lane. And I'd like to know how many people are caught in a bus lane.
But if they can't see a bus lane and they can't see on the road the big words bus lane on it and big signs at the side of the road saying bus lanes, then maybe they're a danger to themselves and others in a car. Well,
to a degree, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, too, when you're trying to watch traffic all around you and trying to figure out where you're going, sometimes you can miss something as simple as that.
Yes, your last Stephen, that's what is happening people.
The second most issued penalty notices for bus lanes is Great Victoria Street at 11,020 of these fines between June 2015 and the 10th of April 2016. Sorry, that's the third. I missed Castle Street, which is 14,139. So the top three, Donegal Square East, 22,663. Castle Street, 14,139. Great Victoria Street, 11,020. Would you come into the city centre if you'd got done by a bus lane ticket? Would you come back if you didn't do it deliberately? Is this harming trade in the city centre, or is it improving it by improving the traffic flow? Robert, the taxi driver, goodness help us, he's with us this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan. I have to partly agree with the High Sheriff, Jim Rogers.
Former High Sheriff.
Sorry?
He's the former Sheriff.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's still the High Sheriff of Belfast, you know. But that's the first point. There should be a new entry saying, put up there just saying taxis and buses only from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that would make it more clear. Jim Rogers is exactly right. You know, it is confusing for motorists. When you go up Donegal Square East there, motorists are inclined to go into the bus lane to go up Adelaide Street and unaware that there's a camera discreetly up the lamp. It's taking the registration, and that's why they're getting so much money there.
I don't know that it's discreetly up the lamppost. It's up the lamppost because that's where it needs to be. Maybe the thing to do is to put deformable plastic red and white striped barriers in little cat's eye type holes along this bit there, so people physically don't damage their cars if they drive into it, but get the message that they shouldn't be doing that. But I do take the point that there might be a need for some no entry signs and, you know, limited access signs too, saying they're only for buses and taxis. I would honestly put that some of these bus lane junctions, deformable barriers there in the form of little plastic red and white posts in the road.
Even those red and white barriers you're talking about, I know people who have had their car damaged because they have been used where there's roadworks. But I would just remind all of your listeners this morning that the Mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson, almost a year ago, he took the decision to do away with the bus lanes. And I was in Liverpool about 3 months ago, and I'd spoken to a number of the public representatives, and they said it was the best thing that ever happened because it was causing nothing but problems and congestion.
And you would support that, Jim, would you?
Well, I'm not saying we've spent an awful lot of money in this scheme.
I'd call it, for goodness sake. Would you support?
I think
get off your horse and call it.
Well, there's room for improvement. And we're still working away at trying to get the Department of Infrastructure to take on board some of the thoughts and suggestions. Now, I'm not too confident that will happen because that's the ridiculous thing here. We heard about our new 11 super councils having more powers, but we still have little or no powers whenever it comes to
and
our road system.
Remember the money that they're raking in, 2.6
yes,
million.
They would tell you that money's gone back into road improvements. And the other morning on your programme, they were talking about potholes. So I don't know how much of that 2.6 million in 22 months they've spent on the potholes.
Robert, by the way, before I let you go, a little spy tells me you were slagging me off to Frank Mitchell.
Well, you see, Mr. Nolan, everything's a bit of wind up. You know what I mean?
You're Frank caught, Mitchell, aren't you?
Frank Mitchell.
You're caught now. Clear off to Frank Mitchell then. Here's John of West Belfast. Morning, John. Morning, John.
Hello, Stephen.
It's not a way to speak to a BBC licence fee payer, is it?
Oh, Tom.
My goodness. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Stephen.
Yes,
Stephen, the point I would like to make, this is my opinion of it all, right? That not one person deliberately goes into the bus lane in that area where you're talking about.
Well,
I drive around it regularly. It is the most confusing thing that you could face unless you pay 140% attention. What I'm trying to say is that if it was my wife who drove around there two or three times a week, I'm afraid we would have at least three fines a week. The point that it also like
how
to
could
make
they
is,
make it more easy then to avoid a fine? How could they improve compliance?
Stephen, they're going to have to put better indicators that you're not allowed in. But the point that I would make, the main point that I'm making, see, for them to prove it's not about money, because this is definitely a fact. I guarantee you now that if there was no fine for getting into that bus lane, no fine, there would still not be one single person more in that bus lane than there is now. Because 99.9% of drivers will follow the rules that they know they're not to do.
And Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman. Hello, Norman.
It's only a money-making exercise. I drove around Belfast for years in a lorry. When there were clearways at peak times, 8 o'clock to half 9 in the morning, half 4 to half 6.
You were a lorry driver, were you?
The traffic flowed, Stephen. You had 2 lanes of traffic flowing all the time.
Let me guess what you were delivering. Sausages.
What? Sausages. Yes.
Did I get it right?
You got it right, Stephen. Stephen, there was 2 lanes of traffic flowing all the time. Now you're down to 1 lane of traffic and that's why you have all the congestion.
You delivered big fat sausages, did you?
I delivered fresh foods.